Thursday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're almost to Friday. Tariffs were off yesterday. Tariffs back on as of, like, I don't know, an hour ago. I got to tell you, folks, I have never experienced anything like this level of crazy in my entire life. I have never read anything like this. In all of my training as an economist, it is bananas. But speaking of bananas, a man that knows exactly what to do with them is here to talk to us today about whether or not no tax on tips is quite the panacea that some think it may be. His name is Chef Greg Leon. He is the owner and operator of Amelinda on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee, a 3-time James Beard Award finalist. 4 times. Thank you, Greg, for correcting me. As far as I'm concerned, a guy slanging down some of the best, most interesting food in the state of Wisconsin or the Midwest.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show, Greg. We've been on a few times talking about food, which I love to talk about. But we're here today to talk about tax on tips. You put out, my friend, a post on Facebook that I thought brought up some of the most important complexities about this idea of no tax on tips. And I wanted to start with just this basic question, Greg. I think you and I come from a place of agreement that people that work, especially in service industry jobs, do not make a sufficient base wage. It is not working well. Tips in general in this country are problematic for a whole gamut of reasons. People that work in these sorts of jobs that receive gratuities, I think, deserve a sustainable wage that will allow them to live in full dignity, and that we shouldn't be needing to rely on a tax-free tip system to get people to that life of dignity. But let's dig deeper. Tell me why you felt compelled to put out this Facebook post about no tax on tips.
First of all, I agree with everything you just said. And well, because, you know, at first when they started talking about this, even during the campaign, I was like, okay, maybe this is a good idea, which, you know, coming from that man, I had to take my temperature because I never agree with anything he says. But I was like, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe it'll be good for the employer, and maybe it'll be good for the employee. Looking into it a little bit more, and I'm not an economist. I know about food, and that's about it. But, like, I do try to read up on these things. It's not the most amazing thing as they are painting it out to be. So, you know, it has a very limited impact on low-income workers. So I think the number is 25,000 is what's not taxed. Anything after 25,000 don't get taxed. Correct. But a lot of people make less than that. It's only cash tips also, so it's not cash and credit card. I will tell you, I do the checkout every night at my restaurant. Very rarely do they get cash tips.
Yeah.
It's mostly on credit cards. So it's not going to have that great impact. 36% of people who work in the tip industry or work and get tipped, that's how they get paid. About 36% live under poverty, so they already don't pay any tax, so they pay very little. So it's not going to have that great impact.
Yeah, a couple of really important things there. We got to track down whether or not cash tips includes the credit card tip. From what you understand,
from what I understand, it's cash tips, not credit card. But I could be wrong.
Okay.
But everything I've seen says cash.
Okay. What I think is even more important, even assuming that it would apply to tips provided on a credit card receipt, the reality is that 1/3 of all of the workers that Trump and others are trying to take credit for doing a big favor for, meaning tipped workers, over 1/3 of tipped workers don't pay any federal income tax at all.
Correct.
Full stop, period. Now, Jacob, there was a little bit of sound of a congressman. This is Congressman Tom Suozzi during one of the congressional hearings about the budget bill, talking about no taxes on tips. And he made a couple of, I thought, pretty important points. Can we run the sound? The
president said, your tips will be 100% yours. Does this tax bill continue the payroll tax on people's tips?
Yes, it does, Mr.
Overtime. The president said, your overtime will be tax-free. Does this bill continue the payroll tax on overtime?
Yeah, It does not exempt overtime from the payroll tax.
The president said he's going to remove taxes on Social Security. Does this bill remove taxes on Social Security benefits?
The legislation provides an increased exemption amount.
But does it remove taxes on Social Security benefits as promised by the president?
Does not change Social Security.
Okay.
So they get into overtime and Social Security, but here was the nugget that I thought was so important, Greg, and that is your payroll taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody will still, every single person, yeah. It's not tax-free tips. It's you're still going to have to pay payroll taxes on the tips.
Yeah, so you have to pay, what is it, Social Security, Medicare, all that good stuff.
And in Wisconsin, we've got unemployment insurance. That's part of your payroll tax. You will still be paying that.
Correct. So it's not the huge saving. You know, it also, this is going to incentivize business owners to expand tip pay, you know, tip being the way people get paid.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about,
and we want to get rid of that.
Yeah, the tipping system for work in the United States is deeply flawed. It is not working. You even talk to people that work. Let's just pick like the super duperty duperty high end professional. They have been a server for 50 years. They do super well. Those people will say, "I didn't start out in that job. Boy, did it suck to have to work for tips because." It was so hit or miss. It was not a constant. You couldn't count on it. It is inequitable. It leads to harassment in the workplaces. And fundamentally, what I found interesting was that the National Restaurant Association was very supportive of the no tax on tips.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And tell me, you're a restaurant owner, Greg, and I wanted to ask you why that isn't surprising that the National Restaurant Owners Association was like, oh, yeah, that's great. No tax on tips.
Because they don't really represent the small independent restaurant owner or the restaurant worker. They represent like the big restaurant conglomerates and the big companies that make equipment for restaurants and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
they're not talking to us.
Yes. And the hook there, ladies and gentlemen, is that they don't want to pay an actual living wage. And if you paid people a living wage, their big restaurant, mega restaurant conglomerates would be making less profit. Not zero profit, just less, because that is built into these mega restaurant chain business models. It just doesn't work. Whenever I see a tipping situation, Greg, first of all, I try to be one of those people that tips the heck out of folks because I know how hard the work is. But secondly, I'm always concerned for the tipped workers' well-being. It creates opportunities for both restaurant owner exploitation or other business owner exploitation, as well as whomever the person is that gives that tip discretionarily. You know, hey, sweetheart, why aren't you smiling a little
bit
more?
Right, yeah. I'm not going to tip you because I don't like the skin of your color, the color of your skin, you know, that kind of situation.
Yes.
You know, but, you know, I'll go on these discussions on social media and we'll start, you know, people will be talking about tipping and, you know, I'll say something and I'll say, you know, I'm a restaurant owner. Like, well, why don't you pay your employees more? Listen, I wish I could come in here and pay everybody $35 an hour. That would be great. That would be a dream come true. But unfortunately, the amount of money I make for this restaurant is limited on how much I charge my customers.
Yep.
And so it's this dynamic where, okay, I can increase my prices so I can increase the hourly wages and get rid of tips, but I'm going to lose customers because here in the United States, most people do not pay what food costs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like they're used to paying for food for a lower price, cheap price. So if I increase the prices of Amelinda to where they should be, I would be out of business probably within 6 months or a year.
Well, in this, I've talked to a lot of small business owners, both in the restaurant industry and just small business owners writ large. And I mean small business owners that are of the size that your small business is, Greg. And one of the questions that I ask them is, hey, if we saw a federal minimum wage of $20 an hour, right, and it included people that are currently in the tipped worker category, meaning you and every single other you that's out there that you're competing with, everybody had to pay the same minimum sustainable wage, it would allow businesses to actually be competing. You wouldn't have just Greg, just Amelinda restaurant taking the hit trying to pay people a livable wage. Everyone would have to do so, and it would adjust our labor economics in a way that would help people actually be able to live in dignity for their hard hours of work.
So we pay our servers $8 an hour plus tips. So that's above what
way most above. Of them
should be. Yeah. But you know, I want them to come to work and be productive, and I want their brain to be here at work.
Yes.
And so if I can help them not worry about, oh, I gotta pay rent next week, I gotta buy dog food. And I'm not saying that what I pay $8 is not good a lot, let's be honest. I think there's restaurants in Milwaukee that might be paying a little bit more. It's all I can pay without going out.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to change this culture of both tipping and of customers, normalizing paying what the food is worth, what the experience is worth.
What the experience is worth, what the worker is worth.
What the worker is worth. Every now and then I will work on the floor at the restaurant. I have an incredible team in the kitchen now, so it allows me to do other things. So I'll host or I'll help them bring food. And I would never want to do that every day. That's a tough job.
It is damnedly tough. And I'll just say this about the why aren't you smiling more, honey? This is a little Maggie Dawn story. I cannot. First of all, I worked at Heinemann's restaurant in Milwaukee, doing breakfast and lunch shifts. Brutal. We had 10 kinds of toast that we had to assemble on, like on the plate. And hey, I wanted the whole wheat health nut bread and not this. Anyways, I digress.
That sounds horrible.
I never got sexually harassed at the job. That wasn't the clientele. It is a fairly frequent occurrence for many people that work for tips. I will just say this. People that, oh, you're a lawyer, Maggie. Oh, you're an economist. I'm sure that's never happened to you. I will tell everybody this. I kid you not, after testifying and providing legal advice as the county's top lawyer at a hearing at Milwaukee County, I had a supervisor, an elected official, come up to me and say, I know this one was really intense and we were talking about some really tough stuff. Would you like some feedback? And I said, sure, I always want feedback. And he said, you know what you need to do, Maggie? You need to smile a little more.
That is horrible.
If lawyers are getting told this, I guarantee everybody is getting told this when you're working for tips. And I wasn't working for tips. Chef Greg of Amelinda Restaurant on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee. What's your Facebook?
Greg Leon. From Amelinda is Amelinda. Yeah. And then one from Amelinda is Amelinda.
Wonderful. I'll be back again soon, Greg, to eat your beautiful and amazing food. I love you, my brother. Keep up the fight.
Good seeing you.
I'll be back.
We'll try.
I'll be back right here. Our tip discussion continues on the other side on the Civic Media Radio Network.